All right, it's 8:42 on this Tuesday morning from San Francisco, the Musers, and the entire Ticket team covering Super Bowl 60, Patriots and Seahawks. Big show tomorrow. We've got the Pigskin panel to discuss the big matchup. And we'll go to the media party tonight. I have stories tomorrow morning from that. Last night was opening night down in San Jose at the Convention Center. We've talked a lot about that. It's when the media gets to meet the two teams, have an hour to interview both. And last night, Gordo, you caught up with some very famous New England Patriots.
I did, and I had some very important questions to ask, and so I sought out a friendly face. I interviewed Otis Reed, number 54, for the Patriots, who went to Ole Miss.
Oh, okay.
So since I also spent some of my childhood in Mississippi growing up, I figured I would try to get a Mississippi guy on. And I asked him questions, and we had zero chemistry. I thought for sure the Mississippi connection would mean that we were just lifelong friends.
Best friends.
Yeah, best friends forever and just had known each other for forever. That's the feel it would have in the interview. Did not happen that way. And we had such bad chemistry that I had to basically repeat the interview with another player later on, which maybe we'll hear that later in the week. But here's my exclusive with Otis Reed.
Otis, you got a moment?
Yes, sir.
Mississippi guy, right?
I'm from Georgia, but I played at UGA and Ole Miss.
Leesburg?
Yeah, Leesburg.
Where are you from? I'm from Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You were up in Starkville, weren't you?
No, I went to Ole Miss.
Oh, you went to Ole Miss.
Yeah,
you were at Oxford.
Yeah.
All right, I got rapid-fire questions for you. You ready for this?
Yeah.
It's going to be lightning round, so be prepared. What's your favorite football?
Hold on.
What's your favorite football?
What, like in contest or what?
Well, like, golfers know their favorite clubs and balls to use. You're saying that you
NFL,
as a football player don't
NFL
have a favorite
football.
Football?
NFL football.
They don't make different kinds?
No. I mean, they make kickers and regular balls.
Okay.
I don't know to the extent, like, what all type of balls they make.
Yeah, you don't know what brand or anything.
Nah.
All right, what's the truth about UFOs?
You don't see one.
You've never seen one. You don't think they're real?
Nah. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you believe in pyramids?
Yeah.
You think they exist?
Yes.
Okay. How old is Jesus?
33.
So you don't think he survived past death?
I mean, I don't want to get into, like, religion questions.
But you say he topped out at 33.
I mean, that what they say? I don't know. I'm not. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, okay, if God is omniscient, right? So he's experienced everything, right?
Right.
So he would know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he ever knew who killed John F. Kennedy?
I don't know. You asking me some different questions, my guy.
Well, I'm testing that Oxford, Mississippi education.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's too much education. It's too much, like, You can ask different people, a bunch of people, they just have a different belief system.
Different opinions, yeah.
Yeah, different opinions. So it's not more about education. It's just, most people have conspiracy theories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They truly believe in that.
Do you have one that you believe in?
Nah, I'm a simple guy. I live under God law. I try to be righteous more so than all the other stuff people are doing in life, but righteous and lawful and other stuff are two different things, you know what I'm saying? So I try to live by that law. Be righteous.
How many dozens and half a dozen?
12 and 6.
What's that?
12 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, dozens? 12 what? Dozens?
No, how many dozens and half a dozen?
You said 36 and 12? Yeah.
All right. Name 5 different kinds of pace.
Like walking, jogging, like
pace. No, paced. Like, pastes. It's kind of a hard word to say, actually.
No, what kind of taste?
5 different kinds of pastes. Like, tomato?
Oh. You got, yeah, that's the only paste I know. I use that in my chili.
Elmer's?
I don't know. No, I never
use that. Cotton?
I never use that.
Right. Okay, what's the most annoying thing about white people? And I won't be offended.
I don't know.
Because I'm not one.
I don't know. Bro, I'm done with you, bro.
Do you like dogs or cats better?
Dogs.
Don't like cats?
Nah, I'm not too. Nah, I don't really like cats. Better.
Least favorite part of a cat?
Creepy.
What?
All right, and then finally, if you win the Super Bowl, what is the capital of Boston?
I don't lie, I just moved to Boston, so. It's Massachusetts, right? What's the capital of Boston?
No, I think you're right. I mean, in a way. And what is the... name three members of the Jackson 5.
I don't know that.
Name one member of Michael Jackson.
I don't know that either. I don't know Michael.
Favorite place to eat in Oxford?
I don't have a favorite eating Oxford.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Golly.
Wow.
That was like going to the dentist.
It's so painful.
Your favorite football. What's his favorite part of a cat?
Creepy.
Creepy.
No, least favorite. That's his least favorite
least
part
favorite.
Of a cat
okay.
is creepy. And the capital of Boston is Massachusetts.
But you can't expect him to know that because he just moved there.
Because he just moved there. So,
yeah.
You know, that's always in a state of flux. So yeah. You can't really expect him to.
he didn't
even have a favorite place to eat in Oxford. I mean,
no,
he didn't have a lot going there. On. Dang it.
He's Otis Reese the IV.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's quite a family history.
It is. But,
that was amazing.
Zero chemistry. So then I had to repeat it with someone who have chemistry with. And you'll hear that later this week.
Okay. It's 8:50 on the ticket.